bye last week for the mighty Newcastle Knights. That's 2 points on the board, if you ask me.
I know. A nice rest for them as well.
A great rest. On the phone, we got Blake Green, the assistant coach of the mighty Newcastle Knights. Morning, Blake. How are we doing?
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Thriving in here this morning. Now, Blake, a little bit about yourself. You played 270 games across the NRL and Super League.
Damn.
You've been a part of the coaching squad since 2021. Be honest with us this morning. Do you prefer coaching or playing?
Much prefer coaching, mate. It's way less impact on the body. But you have no control, as much as you like to think you do. You have no control on the outcome on game day. So sometimes you have to nervously sit there and watch.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Just you're sitting there, you're biting your fingernails going, I know what I would have done in that situation, and you can't.
There's been less of that over the last month, which has been, it's been enjoyable for us.
Mm.
Good, absolutely. Speaking of game days, take on the Bulldogs this Friday at Mac Jones Stadium, of course, at home. Last game against the Doggies was a big loss. Bulldogs have won 7 of the last games in Newey as well. How are the general feelings across the team after a week off to refresh?
Yeah, they're a much improved footy side. They've been a club that's been building for a few years, and they've had some really good results when they've come and played us at home in Newcastle. So, and as you said earlier, we were quite poor early on in the year when we played them. So, we've had plenty of time off to sort of regroup. We had a 11 game straight where we had a really tough block physically where we were training quite hard and travelling. So, everyone was pretty excited actually. Bounced into training on Sunday morning and. Our prep's been really good for Friday.
So speaking of the week off, did the team get up to anything exciting? Did they do things as a group, or did everybody kind of go their separate ways to just chill out and some R&R?
Yeah, it's different for everyone. I think some of the older boys, that they just need, physically they just need to have a break. So a lot of them just actually stayed home and just were normal people for a little bit. And I took their kids to school and things like that, picked them up and just cruised around the house. Some of the young boys, where if they're not from Newcastle or their parents don't live in Newcastle, they generally get to go home and see mum and dad for a little bit. So it's nothing too exciting because, they get a few days off and then they're back into it. So it's just mainly a bit of a mental and physical break from the season and then they can regroup.
But that's so wonderful that they get to, in essence, live a bit of normality.
Yeah.
Like you're not worried about the pressure of the game or the pressure of the media or anybody. Just get to go about your day like an everyday person. We love it.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. I think the best thing about when you do get an opportunity to have a bye, you get these to pop up during the season. If you can actually win the week before, it's actually way more enjoyable because you're not stressing or playing over some moments that you missed the week before. So it was nice to win up in Magic Round. It's a pretty cool weekend up there, and then into the bye.
Fantastic. Speaking of players as well, influential players like Best, Ponga and Gamble, of course, all out with injury, unfortunately. However, how good has it been to see the team really rally together with some newer members and really shine with wins on the board?
Yeah, it's been awesome. The obvious ones, Davey Armstrong that's come in for Kalen over the last month, he's done a fantastic job. So I think it's a good reflection of the systems we have in place at our footy club at the moment. They're doing a really good job, particularly in our pathways with our young kids coming through. So, it's been an exciting time for us.
Speaking of players, Christian Mapapalangi, he's making his return. That's pretty cool after 2 years of not playing.
He does, mate. He's had he's been really unlucky with some injuries. That's just unfortunate part of the game. But, he gets an opportunity this week. He's been back playing in reserve grade for the last sort of month or so.
Yep.
Like I said, with those players coming out, it's just an exciting opportunity for them to come in and play a role in our system and our team.
So we're looking at a spot in the top eight this week to stay in the top eight. I know that's not the focus for you guys as the coaching staff, but there is still that little bit of, white noise and speculation. Around it. How do you drown out the noise that you've got to be in that top half of the ladder?
It's actually not that hard because the season's so long. If you're stressing every week about staying in the eight, there's 27 rounds. That's a lot of times you need to worry about it. Where I think the main focus for us this week is I think our performance last time against them was quite poor. So we're just looking to make sure we put in a better performance this time. We sort of 0-1 a little bit. And the fact that we're at home, we're always proud to put in a sort of gritty performance in front of our home fans, which they tend to expect from us now. So,
and the Indigenous jersey, is that this round?
It is. It was Indigenous round for the NRL was last round, but because we had a bye, we'll wear our Indigenous jersey this weekend.
Fantastic. I'm a big fan of this year's Indigenous jersey. Yeah. It looks really good.
It's awesome. We had a bit of a presentation yesterday. It's so cool that we get to, you know, represent our Indigenous footprint in the community by wearing the jersey. We get a different one every year. So it's exciting. We've got a few Indigenous boys in our team, you know, super proud to, you know, be part of the design and how it looks and come together. So, yeah, it'll be a great night on Friday.
Nah, it looks fantastic. The Knights taking on the Doggies Friday night, McDonald Jones Stadium. Get your tickets, head along, support the boys. First local game in the best part of a month.
Yes.
Expecting a big crowd at Mac Jones. Blake Green, the assistant coach, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.